Hi, this is a dictation for Samantha Redding, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A. Her last name is Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G. Date of service is 1-6-2023. Sorry, I apologize. Date of service is 1-3-2023. Date of birth is 8/27/1968. The date of accident 2/27/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was last seen on December 2nd and December 1st of 2022. The patient continuously reports that she has pain which are ongoing in the head and pain in the middle back, lower back, both knees. The patient reports that her pain radiates to both the arm on the outer part, lateral part involving the thumb and the index finger, as well as both legs on the lateral aspect and going all the way to the foot and the fifth toe. At this time, she has difficult time in lifting her arm. Right shoulder is worse than the left. Sorry, the left shoulder is worse than the right. And she denies any pain in the hip or the knees or ankles or any pain in the elbow or hand. Only there is a shooting pain that is ongoing. Pain in the neck is around 7, middle back is 7, lower back is 7. And the numbness tingling that she is describing is off and on and is getting better. The most of the numbness and tingling is on the outer part or lateral part of the upper arm and forearm involving the thumb and index finger and outer part of the buttocks and thigh and the leg involving the fifth toe. She denies any pain in the elbows or hands, hip or knee or foot, no trouble walking. She reports 50% improvement so far. She has undergone one epidural injection and that brought significant relief for her. Current pain level is between 5 and 6. ADLs are not reported affected gravely beyond 30%. And as I said, 50% improvement is reported. In the neurology and psych, patient still has ongoing symptoms of headaches, which are mostly located in the front these days. There is no associated dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision. However, she reports ear buzzing, but no ear ringing. She reports of no blackout, fainting, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. There is no history of any lack of focus, lack of concentration, and no loss of memory, no history of anxiety, depression, panic, no confusion, and no disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness in the lower back associated with pain in the lower back, and mid-back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, and shoulder pain bilaterally, and some pain in the knee, she writes, but it's not majorly affecting her. No pain in the ankle and feet, no trouble walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 1 month, the pain is, she reports of some pain in the hip, is bothering her also, especially on walking for longer distance. Otherwise, no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication are Ultran. Substance abuse, patient does use marijuana, pain, additional pain relief. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 106 over 83, pulse is 80. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will come from previous visit of 12-1-2022, dictation number 1201-040. With the following modification, the range of motions are to be described as follows. In the cervical spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was painful. The rest of the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are from the previous visit, and rest of the exam diagnosis also are copy and paste. In the plan of care is as follows. The patient is recommended to have a series of lumbar epidural, thoracic epidural, and cervical epidural injections, along with stretching of the neck and neck traction and physical therapy that has been ordered at a PT evaluation recertification has been requested since the patient has had significant therapy, but she has been advised to do all the treatments at home also, home exercise and yoga meditation has been advised, water aerobics, heat treatment, infrared treatment. She will remain disabled for work and housework and transportation, and she is being scheduled for LESI. Her MRIs were again reviewed. Surgical options have been discussed with the patient. Medication-wise, she is provided Tramadol 100 milligrams at night PRN for pain relief. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 90 tablets for headache relief. Although headaches are improving as well, she'll continue taking naproxen, Aleve, Flexeril, Zoloft for depression, 50 milligram, lidocaine gel, Tramadol continues. Patient is also being referred to neuropsych evaluation to Titan Behavioral for further review. She is being referred to chiropractor also for further additional therapy. A laser treatment has been discussed with her, and a home infrared device has been discussed with her also. Thank you.